Life's battles are often won or lost in our minds, where our biggest challenger is actually ourselves. Mind games.
We devote a huge percentage of our lives to earning it, but what is the real benefit of more money? A scientific study's been done, and our personal trainer for the mind, Mara Steepers, has read it. What's the verdict?
Well, there's been some recent studies on can money actually buy us happiness lately. And, okay, so the general rule of thumb, the pop psychology on it is that money can't buy us happiness, that this is a state that we can't achieve through financial means. That finances aren't authentic enough to actually create happiness. And a recent series of studies that are reported by the Scientific American and by that wonderful happiness researcher, Sonia Libomorsky, again, have found that actually, if anything, money prevents us from experiencing happiness. Now, she cites some studies that were conducted at the University of British Columbia by a researcher by the name of Coidback, who actually had participants between the age of 16 and 59 come in and enroll themselves in a study where they were actually going to taste chocolate. Now, the study looked at, you know, told the participants that they were going to get a chance to sit down and have a block of chocolate, but first they had to go over a really brief questionnaire, and one of the group's questionnaires had some images and some questions about money. The other one was just neutral and had general other questions and was a little bit placebo-y. What happened was that the group, the half of the participants that had the questionnaire that involved money were actually primed by the fact that money was brought into the equation. And the study actually found that they spent less time actually consuming the chocolate and reported that they enjoyed it less and were rated by observers to actually not actually enjoy it. So the priming, the involvement of money, it actually prevented participants in this study from enjoying the little things, the little pleasures in life, like sitting down and eating a block of chocolate. So there are some reasons for that Sonia Libomorsky kind of suggests, and that's that that while money may allow us to purchase certain things, it actually prevents us from enjoying them. It doesn't follow that it allows us to enjoy more of our life. It actually may be the reverse. And that even though money provides us with the opportunity to get the best that life may offer, it actually prevents us from actually savouring the things that we have. But it's not all doom and gloom, and Sonia Libomorsky sort of says that the truth about this is that the pitfalls of money can be overcome with a little effort and foresight and planning. And the fact is that if we invest our money in things that add to our life, if we invest in things that allow us to connect with other people and actually and create experiences rather than just material possessions, then we are actually going to get a lot more out of our life. We are going to be a lot happier. The other thing that she suggests is, and this is an interesting little game to play for yourself, is to spend money on small pleasures. Studies have found that if we make big investments, then we actually tend to not enjoy them. If we make smaller investments and buy small pleasures for ourselves, then we actually enjoy them more. We're more likely to use them. And also have goals to actually enjoy things. So money can play a really influential role in happiness, but it just depends on exactly how we use it and how much we actually focus on the small things and those small joys in life, because they're the things that are proving to provide happiness.